Welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast with Scott McKenzie. Scott is a passionate industry professional dedicated to transferring cutting-edge, industry-focused innovations and trends while highlighting the men and women who keep the world moving. So put on your hard hat, grab your work boots, and let's go.
Well, welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast. As you know, I am Scott McKenzie, your number one industrial cheerleader out there, trying to bring you great content in the industrial space. And of course, this is where we celebrate you, the industrial professional, the companies that get it done, and I'm so glad that you're here. And this week is no exception. Got a great interview with Mara Abad, and she's got an incredible story to tell. Fortunately, it's just going to be a quick story. And but once again, thank you very much for being here and joining us, and I hope you've had a great week. So let's get this show on the road. All right, thank you very much. I really appreciate you being here. Absolutely. And I've got all the stuff in front of me, and I'm going to be doing this via video. I'm just going to try that this time a little bit differently because I think there's a lot of great stuff out there that I got to share with you. And the only way to do it, really, and if you're listening via podcast, you're going to have to go out there to my Industrial Talk podcast channel and on YouTube and get download that video. You can listen to it. You can watch it. You can do anything you want with it. So it's all out there. And so I'm at a meeting. I'm in a coffee place, and I'm with my office manager, and she says, you need to go to this place down the street. It's called District Donuts. And I said, donuts. Like, yeah, I mean, how different can a donut place be? But I did. And I went on down there and I said, okay, what's so great about this District Donut? Well, I got to tell you, it's industrial approved. I love it because it has not only great donuts and not only great coffee, but you can get breakfasts, lunch. It's a fabulous place. It's in Baton Rouge, but I think they have also places in New Orleans. And I got this right here. This is just a donut right there. Just a donut. It's in a nice little box. Now, as you open it up, now I've already abused it. But look at this thing. Look at that thing. It's a strawberry dark chocolate donut. And like I said, it's industrial approved. So if you want to impress customers, and you want to bring something by, go to District Donuts because they will not let you down. The stuff is fantastic. I had eggs and bacon today, and I mean, it was incredible. Everything is fantastic. Now, onto the book I'm reading. I'm reading a book called A Man Thinketh. That's A Man Thinketh by James Allen. This is sort of old school wisdom. And what that means is that they talk about leadership, but it's a great book. It's a simple read, but it is also one that has been translated into verbiage that is, I guess, today's vernacular. So anyway, I would highly recommend that you get that. And because we're all about learning and we're all about just filling that mind, and of course, Industrial Talk wants to continue to bring you the best in content, this is a good book, simple read, and that is As a Man Thinketh by James Allen. It's an old school wisdom type thing, and here's a quote from it, and I wish this for everyone in the new years. Those who give little accomplish little. Those who give much accomplish much. Those who give the most become the greatest. So I wish everybody this new year's, this year in 2018, that everybody strives for education and becomes the greatest and gives of themselves without even counting the cost. So that is the book I'm reading, and I'm reading other books, and I'll share with you the books too as well. And finally, the BIC magazine update, the February is coming out, and I got to tell you, it's going to be a great publication. And in it, and I'm going to have to show it to you, page 99, it's called The Business Update, and it gives sort of a history of BIC Media and the company and what they've done and where they've been and all of that good stuff. But more importantly, I am proud of that right there on that page. I'm proud of the relationship that Industrial Talk is building with BIC Media. and Bic Magazine, and I'm looking forward to a great 2018, definitely bringing you great content and information that I think is relevant to you and your industrial profession. And so, anyway, so here's the deal. I go to this conference. It's IMC 2017. I think I've pushed it enough, but I'm going to continue because they're wonderful people. And this is brought to you by ReliabilityWeb.com. And one of the organizers, out of the many organizers there, is a young lady by the name of Maura Abad. And I've been pestering Maura, but Maura's all over the world, and she's doing great and fantastic things. But I was able to get her on, but I was only able to get her for about 15 minutes. And what she does do in that 15 minutes is absolutely wonderful. She's an incredible professional. She's passionate about what she does. And so we're going to go right into that interview. And here is Maura Abad. All right. Welcome, Maura. How are you doing?
Very good. Thank you very much for the invitation to the show.
Well, thank you very much for making time out of your busy schedule. I know it's very challenging. You are quite the globetrotter when it comes to reliability. I so truly appreciate what you're doing and the efforts that you put into making reliability a special and very meaningful profession. Now, listeners, this is Maura Abad, and she's an amazing young lady. She's the global relationship leader with ReliabilityWeb.com and director of Women in Reliability and Asset Management, or WERAM. Did I say that right?
Perfect.
Oh, thank you very much. Maura, give us a little bit about your background. Where'd you come from, and how did you fall into this particular position with Reliability Web?
Thank you again for giving us a space for WERAM, Women in Reliability and Asset Management. And basically, I was born in Cuba, and my mother language is Spanish. Then I can tell you that I lived in Cuba, and then I moved to Ecuador, South America, where my father is from. And I have been in the United States now 6 years. Proud to say I became American citizen in 2017. And my background basically is in tourism and languages. So I started studying tourism in Ecuador, and as a hobby side, languages. So to me, it's very important to communicate in the person language. So basically, English is my favorite, Mandarin Chinese, I'm learning Japanese as well, but I do speak fluently French and Portuguese, Spanish and English. And I continue, meanwhile, I'm traveling my studies in German and Arabic.
You're a real slacker. It just sounds like you're just sort of just lounge around the pool or something. My gosh, you're an accomplished young lady, man.
Well, my goal is 13 languages, so I'm still in my path. So plenty to do still, Scott. So
I
thank
know
you
one.
Asking me about my roots. So for people that are hearing around the world, so when people ask me where I'm from, I say from around the world, but basically Cuban, Ecuadorian, and American, proud to say now.
That's amazing, because I struggle with one, and that's English, and I've lived here for the majority of my life, and I still struggle with it. So, now for everybody that's out there, I met Maura through the opportunity to be able to interview her associate Terrence Hole Hanlon. However, she is an amazing lady with a tremendous amount of drive, and I've got to ask that question, Maura. Where do you get that drive? I mean, the IMC 2017 conference that was in December in Bonita Springs was phenomenal, and you were everywhere, and you were driving everything. Where do you get that drive, and how come that it's just you could see the passion in your eyes and just how you get around? Talk to me about that.
Thank you. Well, you know, a part of my background as how I got to Reliability Web, I was introduced by a colleague to Terrence O'Hanlon. And then a few years later, we reconnected again with Terrence, and Terrence invited me to the office in Fort Myers. And he said he was looking for someone like me with a different language skills and the communication skills with different people around the world. So I joined the group of Reliability Web soon, 5 years. And it feels like 12 years, as I say, in the good sense of the word, because it has been, yes, an amazing amount of time that I love. Part of what you said about IMC, I was part of it, but I'm also part of a very important team, the family of Reliability Web. So I thank you for your words, But I always say, you know, it's not that I do the driven of the event, but it's all of us as a team, and I'm part of it. So regarding the question, how I'm driven, I will say to you, well, I consider myself that one of my main skills is always being on time. And when I cannot be on time, I connect with a person and explain the reasons why I cannot be on time. Because I believe that is one of the main things that you have to respect people's time. And if you ask me why I'm this way, I will tell you, in Cuba, we're a lot of difficulties with some things and how to get to places. And my parents were always making sure that I went to my elementary school on time. So they taught me the foundation of always respect people's time, being on time. And also they taught me to enjoy what I do. And that's the way that I do my job is that I consider that I put, we say in Latin America, the T-shirt of the company. And I wear it in the sense that to me, more than a work, it's a lot of fun, it's working for a purpose bigger than ourselves, that the mission of the company is to basically accomplish zero deaths in the maintenance industry. So we work for a name bigger than ourselves and making asset owners, reliability leaders safer and more successful every day. So I think with that big vision in mind, how can I not be driven to support the aim of our company? So I really enjoy what I do every day.
And it shows there, Maura. I mean, it's been a delight working with you, and you're absolutely right from that time point of view. Time is something that you can never get back. So for me personally, and I'm sure many, they can appreciate that. Now, let's expand a little bit into WeRAM. And where did that come from, and that the genesis of that program and that membership? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so as I said, soon we will be 5 years in the company. But when I joined the company, our co-founder Kelly O'Hanlon had this idea of have a space of a forum of women to connect in the industry. So you know, one day I took a class in Fort Lauderdale of leadership. And that was one of the things that I kept on a side, like, yeah, we need it, but we really didn't execute the project. But I returned from that class and I felt so energized. So on an airplane, I recall that I wrote some of the mission, the vision, and I presented to Terrence and he said, you know, go for it. So, you know, the following week we created a LinkedIn group, the website, and then we started to establish some face-to-face meetings. We started to establish some webinars. So I invite all people that are hearing. At the end, we're going to tell you the link where you can hear these past webinars. Great information, not only in English, but also in Spanish. So, you know, that's the way that we continue. And sometimes the beginning is the most difficult part, but we started the group and we have received a great response from men and from women.
Hey, how many people are within the WeRAM organization or part of that group?
We have 800 members we have right now, and it continues growing. So every time that we go to our conferences, we do a face-to-face event. And also we have been invited by third-party conferences to do the event and the gathering, and really we receive a great response.
Now, we understand that 800 is a phenomenal number, and where do you see that number going there, Maura? I understand it can be unlimited, but what would compel a woman to be a part of that organization and be a part of that membership, and just why would they want to do that?
Yes, well, one of the things, as I always said, you can come to the group in an active or in a passive way. The passive way will be that you join the group, that you listen to the webinars, but also you can be part in an active way, presenting topics, writing for the magazine, presenting our conferences, and also spreading the word of the group for men and women, letting other people know what we do. And one of the biggest things that I see, yes, I see increasing the number of members, but really what we're looking for also is having more people from the university, younger generation, joining the group. So that's one of the aims that we have with the group, that is continuing with the participation of younger engineers from different universities and also why not high schools. So that's one of the parts that we are really aiming in the group.
How are you doing that? How are you targeting the university college sector as well as the high school? How are you doing that?
So basically we have contacts worldwide. We are very fortunate to have different practitioners that know of the group. We still need to continue spreading the word, but people that know us have introduced us to universities, to high schools. So what we're doing right now with different universities, that we talk to them, we let them know what we're doing. They're coming to the webinars, so they're getting involved. If we go to different cities with a face-to-face, we are trying to let them know that the event is happening so they can come, they can join, and they can start listening what is happening in the industry.
So how do you get that message out? What are the means of getting that message out? Like, do you have a social platform, or is it emails, or just primarily contacts within those areas?
We have the voice to voice, right, of the people that spread the voice. That's super powerful. We have the website, maintenance.org. The group lives under the Association for Asset Management Professionals. So it is www.maintenance.org/Wiram. And also we have a LinkedIn group. We have social media, Twitter, and also Facebook.
Tell me why it's important for me personally, and I'm passionate about it, is to properly backfill. There's a lot of people that are going to be retiring, and what I see within the reliability space is a tremendous amount of technology and cutting-edge thinking and really wonderful. And I'm telling you the truth on this, IMC 2017, everybody, it was an incredible family of professionals. It was really pretty a nice event, by the way, Maura. I just can't stop talking. Now, why is it important to be a part? Why would I want to be involved in a reliability type of profession? Where do you see that going? Why is that important?
Yeah, so to start with what you said about IMC, I want to tell you that in that event, we had a lot of women. We have more and more every year. So for that for us is very an important accomplishment, that more engineers are coming to our events. And also not only to attend, but they're presenting as well. Regarding IMC, also want to say that we did a face-to-face meeting and we had 50 women there. So that was a great event. So usually when we do the gatherings, we get that number. So that tells a lot. Why is it important? Well, as you said, you know, some people are retiring. So we believe that women studying reliability and asset management bring a new perspective to the industry. We're very organized, we're very focused, we're very driven, and we really want change. And we see things sometimes out of the box. So the diversity aspect, the new perspective, that is a plus to have a woman in reliability and asset management.
Are there any resistance? Because it is primarily for many, 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 many years, a male-dominated profession. Have you seen any or witnessed any resistance from maybe some of the leaders within that organization or in the reliability space?
Well, you know, when we meet in the face-to-face, some of the colleagues sometimes express some of these concerns that they have lived by themselves. Some of them have left some companies when this happens. But at the same time, I can tell you that other female colleagues say that their men are very supportive. So, you know, we have a few companies, but at the same time, also depend on the woman to manage the situation. So we empower women in this group to have a voice and to be by themselves, prepare and confront any situations at work. But overall, the colleagues that are coming to Wiram, yes, they express that in some companies, but I will say I have more good comments lately that men are supporting women in this industry.
Well, it is, and what is a challenge within the industrial space as a whole is the ability to be able to have enough, you know, arms and legs on the ground to be able to do the work that is necessary for any company. And I think that a big solution is, of course, the women's side of that equation, and yeah, definitely the capabilities of individuals are yeah, well, they're stellar, absolutely stellar. Now, you've got to wrap it up because I know this talk is going to be really quick, Maura. How does anybody, and I mean, I know that you're out there on LinkedIn, and if anybody wants to get a hold of you personally and say, hey, I want to get a hold of Maura and ask her questions about how I can get involved, how could they do that?
Yes, so they can contact me in LinkedIn, Maura Abad, Reliability Web, or they can just send me an email, M-A-U-R-A, Maura, at reliabilityweb.com. If you're listening this and I have been in communication with you, you will know that I will reply to you within less than 48 hours. That's my aim, to always connect with you.
Because so, time is important for you. That's exactly correct. Got it.
Yes, exactly. And people are waiting for response. So even I will say I will reply to you 2 days from now, but you will have an email from me. So that would be super to connect with you and that you can spread the word. Also, we also have webinars that I would love to share with you. And so if you write me, I will definitely send information on the group in the past webinars and in the activities that we're doing this year.
Yeah, and I would imagine in that conversation, if they go out to reliabilityweb.com and root around that website, I've got to tell you, there's a lot of great information out there, and they'll be able to find what they need. As well as you mentioned maintenance.org/WeRAM. Is that correct?
Yes, that's where the group lives. And also, I want to have a final message out there, too. It is that men and women, you're welcome to join the group and also to spread the word. And in case you're hearing this and you're interested to become an advocate for women in reliability and asset management, send me an email to give you information on this.
Well, that's just fantastic. I got to tell you, man, wonderful interview. I wish it was longer. I've already chewed on your ear about that not being long enough, but I know that you're very busy, and I'm very fortunate, and the listeners are very fortunate to be able to have this opportunity to hear what you have to say, Maura. I wish you the very best. I will be keeping in contact with you, and absolutely will be pushing people toward your LinkedIn page as well as any websites. And hey, I got to tell you, anybody out there who is interested in the reliability and in that profession, Maura is the place and the person to contact. So take her up on that offer and become a member of WeRA. Once again, thank you very much, Maura. I appreciate all that you do.
Thank you, Scott, once again for your time. And I want to invite you all. Remember, we have the Reliability Conference in Las Vegas, April 23rd through 27th. And we're going to have a face-to-face meeting over there on April 23rd. So if you're a woman, you're around the area on April 23rd at 7 p.m., we have a gathering there. So I would love to send you information, Maura at reliabilityweb.com. Thank you once more for listening. And thank you so much, Scott.
Hey, thank you very much, Maura. And I'm already getting some comments in the people that are listening. So we're going to get some people to your way, okay?
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Have a nice evening.
Thank you.
Hey, once again, this is Scott McKenzie with Industrial Talk. If you like what you're listening to, please feel free to sign up for the free podcast as well as the blogs. I'll try to keep it all relevant to your business and hopefully be able to provide some insight into what we do at Industrial Talk and what you do as a professional. Hope to see you soon. Thank you. Well, that was Maura. She was wonderful. She was absolutely, she's a top-notch professional, and highly recommend that you do take her up on that offer to reach out. And if you're interested in the reliability profession, searching around, I'll tell you, take her up on getting her on LinkedIn. Find her out there. Or just go to reliabilityweb.com and you'll find out as much information as you can possibly handle, because they're just passionate about what they do. Now, I've got to thank the sponsors, or primarily the strategic partners that are associated with Industrial Talk, and that's Leaf Services, and they're an industrial maintenance company. They really take pride in what they do. We got PQ Group, that is, you know, soup to nuts capability on engineering, procurement, and construction. And then Kossmeyer Marine, and they know everything that deals with water, and they're fantastic about that. They always hit their schedule, and they always hit their budget. So they're fantastic. Please give them a little shout out. Look at what they do. And if you're if you need any of those services, I tell you right now, go to those guys, and they'll definitely make it worth your while. Right there, ladies and gentlemen. That's Maura Abad. She's wonderful. She is talented, and there's going to be more. And also, just wanted to sort of put this bug in your ear. You can tell by the video there was this LinkedIn, no, Facebook Live thing, and I was just trying that out. So we're going to try to do that a little bit more. We're going to try to make this a little bit more formal, because I think that might as well. Why not? The technology exists. So once again, thank you very much. I'm sorry that this is a shorter one, but nonetheless, good quality. So you'll be hearing from Industrial Talk more. Thank you again. Be safe out there and have a wonderful week. And I'll talk to you soon.